This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Do you have any questions about your child's nutrition at school? Well, we have a little surprise for you. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Deborah Wiest, with St. Lucie Public Schools Child Nutrition Services Program. Deborah, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Glad to be here.
Listen, we want to learn all about you and your company there. Tell us about your program.
Well, I oversee the Child Nutrition Services Program for the St. Lucie Public Schools. We have approximately 47 meal programs out at each of the public schools and including charter schools and one private school. We are considered the largest restaurant in St. Lucie County because we serve over 30,000 students within a 3-hour period, 5 days a week. So that's a huge task to take. We offer breakfast and we offer lunch. And then some schools have after school meals programs, such as a snack or a supper, based on the different types of after school activities that they have going on at the school. The one thing that's so important is that child nutrition is important, and kids need a full stomach when they start their day and halfway through the day, because they need to eat and have that nutrition so they can learn and make that connection to learning and remain focused.
Nutrition is a big thing. In terms of, I guess, the country as a whole, our eating habits has really declined in terms of the quality and types of food. And people have different ideas as to what a balanced meal looks like. But tell us, Deborah, how did you get into this business?
You know, when I first started, I used to be in restaurants and hotels, and I was interested to have a life balance, life work balance career. And my sister had mentioned the fact of, have you thought about doing school food service? And I said, I never thought about it. And so I had an opportunity to come in as a cafeteria manager. And 33 years later, now I'm the director of our program, and just love what I do. It has allowed me to work 5 days a week, have weekends off, have holidays off. I do work 12 months out of the year in my position, but the employees down in the kitchen, they work 10 months a year. And so it's a great career for parents who want to have the same schedule as their child. So we encourage anybody who's interested in working in the school meals program or in that type of setting, they can have the same schedule as their child, which works out very nicely for many parents.
So, Deborah, I don't know if you get involved in selections of what food and the menu and so forth, but what are some of the myths and misconceptions of your industry?
It's funny that you should ask, because many people think that our food is considered unhealthy, that it's quite the contrary. Our food is highly regulated. In St. Lucie Public Schools, they may think that we are heat and serve, and that is not the case. We make 85% of our food items that we offer from scratch. We cook vegetables just in time for the serving line. There's no butter or sodium that adds to the menu, that adds calories and also can affect people's health. So many people think that our meals are not well balanced, and they are highly regulated. We have to have so many calories from fat, so many calories from carbohydrates and proteins. We can't serve trans fats. We get regulated and inspected on the amount of sodium and saturated fats that are on our menus based over across the week, a five-day week.
Okay, so Deborah, when you're not busy working, what do you like to do?
Say that, I'm sorry, what things do I like to do?
What do you like doing for fun?
Oh, well, I cook. That's for sure. I love cooking. That's one of the reasons why also I got into doing it, some type of food service career, because I really enjoyed cooking and making a difference in people's lives. I love customer service. And so I like to get out there and have fun and socialize. I do sports activities, do some physical activity. So, and then on some other sides, besides cooking, I do some musical things as well. So, but my main focus is always focusing on kids' health and being a part of that and playing a part of in the community and helping kids learn about nutrition.
Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about one challenge, one possible hardship that you were able to rise above and can now say today you're better and stronger because of it. What comes to mind?
I would have to say perseverance. Many times when you start off a career, not knowing what you want to do and coming across the challenges of building a career, you have to stay the course. You have to stay focused. And I know that when I was in restaurants and hotels, I was making more money. And when I decided to get into the school meals program and work for the school board, it was, I took it at a lesser pay when I first started. But you stay the course, and that was challenging at many times. But stay the course and get a career, and you can do go to college or take college courses. So those are things that I've learned throughout the 33 years. Is while it's been a challenge many times, but as I've gotten older, it's been very rewarding. So always know that whatever you decide to do in your career, whatever challenges you come across, there's rewards. And I know with school food service, the rewards I see is that kids are getting a healthy diet and healthy foods options offered to them. So, and that's so rewarding knowing that I've made a difference in a child's life.
Yeah. And for you, I guess it's the quality of life too, not working all those long restaurant hours and having more quality there. Deborah, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. I know there's so much that you want to share about your child nutrition services, but what is the one thing that you want to, you like our listeners to remember about your program?
Well, I would have to say that they need to know that our meals are highly regulated and it's government funded. We offer so many different choices. It's not just one choice. We offer five different types of components. It's going to be an entree. It's going to be homemade dinner rolls, fresh to cook vegetables, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, low-fat milk. So it's important to know that we have a very, very well-balanced meal for your children.
So Deborah, what's the best way for parents to learn more about the Child Nutrition Service Program?
The one thing I could say is that, especially for your younger child, your younger kids, parents go through the menu with your children and make sure that they know what's on the serving line and make good choices. That's one thing. You can go to our website at www.stlucieschools.org and go to the child nutrition page, and we have a wealth of information about your children's menus. Then also follow us on Facebook. We have many moms that follow us on Facebook and see what's being offered in your child's school for the school meals program. And first and foremost, also have lunch with your child. Adult meals are $4, and that's a cheap meal compared to going to any other restaurant within the county. So important to spend time with your child and see what your child's eating.
Well, Deborah, we really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your program the very best moving forward.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.